Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Ever ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Botox Cosmetic, auto botulinum toxin A, FDA approved for over 20 years. So, talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you.
For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, visit BotoxCosmetic.com or call 877-351-0300.
Remember to ask for Botox Cosmetic by name. To see for yourself and learn more, visit BotoxCosmetic.com. That's BotoxCosmetic.com.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show, here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in all across North America. I hope you've had a tremendous Wednesday. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. I'm going to get you closer to Thursday. I'm going to get you closer to more football. Yeah, we got Thursday night football tomorrow. We got the Seahawks and Cardinals. We'll get into that. In an hour from now, I'm going to bring you a new top six list in honor of Mike Gundy, who got $15 million to get fired. I'm going to share with you a top six list, some of the craziest coaches in sports today. In 20 minutes, man, the baseball season is almost coming to a close. Got the Yankees trying to push to win the American League East. Man, the AL Central right now is nuts. The Tigers are screwing it up, and the Guardians have taken their place. The Dodgers bullpen looks like crap. We're going to have a chat with Kyle Glazer. He's going to come through and join us from the Foul Territory Show and podcast. That'll be fun. Kyle will be here in about 20 minutes. And we've already been hanging out for an hour. Where have you been? We talked about Brian Daboll, Jackson Dart, and Russell Wilson. They all spoke. Now that Jackson Dart is the newest quarterback, the starting quarterback over Russell Wilson for the Giants. Michael Penix Jr., he's not going anywhere. There's not going to be any Kirk Cousins, not for now at least. Kirk Cousins is still going to be sitting on the bench. And then we have no idea whether or not Jaden Daniels is going to start this upcoming Sunday. And so we got more to get into as the show continues on. If you've missed a minute or a second, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you to people listening live on their local Infinity Sports Network affiliates. If you have SiriusXM, it's channel 375. And if you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Here, you can call up. The phone number is 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Yeah, we've had a fun show, had a busy show. At the end, of course, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. But let's get back to the now. And this is an excellent way to go ahead and kind of weave things together. Just last hour, we talked about some of these young quarterbacks, guys who are getting new jobs, new chances, new opportunities. Michael Penix Jr. being reassured that he will not lose his job to Kirk Cousins. Not now, at least, okay? Everybody can lose their job. I don't care who you are. And then we got Jackson Dart taking over as starting quarterback over veteran and longtime NFL player Russell Wilson. But right now, I got to tell you about a couple of, do I want to call them grumpy old men? They might be grumpy old men. Let's get this first guy out of here. Okay, for the past several weeks, we've had to hear nothing about Tom Brady but about how much of a conflict of interest it is for Tom Brady to be partial owner of the Raiders, have a minority stake, and then still be a broadcaster for Fox. People are like, it's not fair. He's getting information. He's cheating. He's stealing. This is unfair. And I say to myself, well, damn it, if you got common sense and you just watch the games, how much information are you really gathering? Like, you got to be a complete idiot to just give up the world to Tom Brady. And so I don't think it's a conflict of interest. And it's also something that the other owners in the NFL agree to. Their parameters, he's not going to facilities, he's not snooping around, he's not having sidebar conversations unless somebody wants to snitch to him. And why would somebody want to put their job at risk to do that? What, is Tom Brady paying somebody off? I highly doubt it. And so we heard all the negativity about how this is not fair. Come on now. Boomer Esiason in New York City, WFAN now, has to pay his own way to, you know, go to Bengals, Hall of Fame ceremonies. But anyway, Boomer, he had a chat about this on his own show. He's like, Brady and the Booth, it's not fair. Listen to this.
The fact that he's sitting in the Raiders coach's box is complete and utter BS, because the NFL is the ultimate competitive place. And you're allowing a guy to sit there who's a part owner of a team, which is fine. And now he's going to be meeting with these coaches and talking about players. That is utter BS as far as I'm concerned, because it tilts the balance of competitiveness. I know he's going to try to be objective, but how can you be objective when you're in this situation? And why are they allowing this? This is a real conflict of interest, especially him sitting in the coach's box. I'm sorry, as much as respect as I can have for a player, and I have had for a player, in this regard, this is completely goes against what the NFL is all about. These guys are going to get fired. You know, guys get fired, they lose jobs. This guy seems to be insulated for some reason. Again, the conflict of interest is startling.
Nope, it was allowed. That was the first part. But then what is he gleaming? What is he learning? What is Tom Brady gathering that he's now passing off to the Raiders? Like, what is he picking up inside the booth as a broadcaster that he wouldn't just be able to gather just by being Tom Brady? It's not like he doesn't have relationships in the league. Why? Because he interviews the coaches? What are the coaches telling him? He's not going into the facility. He has to do things via remote and Zoom, and the coaches and players can only tell him what they want him to know. Outside of that, what is his job giving him and granting him access to? I see nothing. Nothing. Not a damn thing. And that's from another quarterback. Boomer Esiason is a quarterback, okay? Marcus Spears used to go out there on ESPN and used to try to go get the quarterback. He played defense. How does he feel about this Tom Brady conflict of interest? Listen to what he said.
I hate it. It's abhorrent for me, for his job. I love it for his team. You 5% owner of the Las Vegas Raiders, sit wherever the hell you want to sit at the game. If you want to be on the sideline with a headset on, go be on the sideline with a headset.
The Colts owner is.
This should not happen with him being a commentator of NFL football games. It actually questions the integrity of the NFL. Now, teams have to be smart and not divulge information when he's on a call, because at some point the Raiders are going to play the teams that he's sitting in on these meetings. And I don't know if anybody knows, and you know this, there's information shared when you have these pre-production meetings for games. There's plans that coaches have. There's guys that they tell you to be on the lookout for how we'll use them. So I hate it from that standpoint.
You only know what gets shared. That's it. Nobody's forcing a coach to say anything. Everybody's just up in arms about a whole lot of nothing. And so you know who responded today? Tom Brady responded today. I didn't even know that Tom Brady had his own newsletter. Botcher, did you know? Are you subscribed to Tom Brady's newsletter?
That seems something I would not know about. I'm not a big Tom Brady guy.
Yeah, I didn't know he had a newsletter. Of course he has a newsletter. He's probably selling you hunger pills or you know, fitness pills and telling you you need 20 hours of sleep. It's like, I'm not rich like you, bro. I got to work. Can't sit around on private planes eating, you know, I don't even, does a guy eat tomatoes? Tom Brady would be like, oh, the tomato has too much acid in it. It's like, I eat one tomato a year. It's on a pizza. Okay, Tom Brady, okay. Here's his response. His newsletter is called Do Your Job. Shout outs to Belichick, I guess. I don't know. Listen, Tom Brady said, quote, I love football. At its core, it is a game of principles. And with all the success it has given me, I feel I have a moral and ethical duty to the sport, which is why the point where my roles is intersecting is not actually a point of conflict, despite what the paranoid and distrustful people might believe. Rather, it's the place from which my ethical duty emerges to grow, evolve, and improve the game that has given me everything. Okay. All right. I guess when he played, it was okay to have the footballs deflated. He was not happy about that suspension. But I guess now that he's out of the game, he can't cheat. Look, I'm not putting it past Tom Brady or anybody to be out here cheating, trying to get a leg up. I just find it unlikely. Unless Tom Brady is really doing some underhanded, cheap stuff, stealing files, stealing iPads, he'd have to go around the coaches to get information. He'd have to run this like the inside job. He's doing this every week. And if he was, you mean to tell me that somebody wouldn't be ratting on him by now? I just think it's much to do about nothing. Tom Brady continued on. Now he's getting very philosophical about life and the world that we live in today. Thank you, Tom Brady. He goes, when you live through uncertain and untrusting times like we are today, it is very easy to watch a person's passions and profession intersect and to believe you're looking at some sort of dilemma. Because when you're blinded by distrust, it's hard to see anything other than self-interest. Tom Brady basically said, y'all are stupid. He says, yeah, people are lying and not telling the truth all over the place today. Tom Brady's just like, I'm telling the truth. You know, I had enough. Like, here's my point. And I think I don't throw this guy under the bus. I'm just very honest about him. I think about once a year. And that happens to be Lance Armstrong. Okay? When you happen to be, and God bless everybody dealing with cancer, it's an awful, horrific thing. I know plenty of people that it's taken the life of. It's a miserable disease. Awful, horrific. But when you're a cancer survivor, and you end up starting one of the most positive organizations like Livestrong ever. And then you can take that goodwill and then convert it into being one of the biggest jerks in sports history. You know, he out here cheating to win, what, 6-7 straight Tour de France's? He's over here threatening his teammates to use drugs. He's telling them to their faces, if you snitch, I will ruin your life. Like, this is what the guy did. This is like if Santa Claus came down your damn chimney and instead of dropping off toys, he stole them. And then he looked you in the face and he says, if you tell the next door neighbors that Santa Claus is a thief, I'm going to kidnap your kid. Like that's basically what Lance Armstrong did. And so if Lance Armstrong can be that big of a jerk, that big of a you know what, you fill in the blank, whatever you want to fill it in with, go ahead, knock yourself out. If he can be that, why can't Tom Brady steal information from other teams? Why? Like, I don't believe he is. I don't think he is. I think it'd be ridiculous. But let's be real. If Lance Armstrong could be a liar and a jerk, why can't Tom Brady be a football thief, okay? I mean, we get stories all the time. This is sports. This is not the government. People lie all the time, okay? People lie about their partners. They lie to their spouses. People lie to get jobs. They lie on their resumes. Like, oh, come on. This is sports. Is this the worst thing to lie about? And I get it. This is a billion-dollar industry. Why does Tom Brady need to lie? Why does Tom Brady need to steal? What is so underhanded that Tom Brady needs to go out here and just gather information? Why? He's supposed to be the smart football mind. We all watched him for years, right? Watch this man play football for, what, 23 years? Come on. I would think Tom Brady can look at the game, and Tom Brady can decipher the game and not need to steal information. Come on. Bacha, it is a conflict of interest. It can be a conflict of interest. Do you think Tom Brady is gathering intel like that? Come on.
He might be gathering information, but is the information enough to actually help the Raiders win games? I really doubt it. It's not like he's physically changing the footballs. It's not like he's filming the plays. All he's doing is hearing, yeah, we're going to give this guy more routes maybe. Or, hey, this, we know they like running the football. We're going to try to stack the line more. It's not going to be something that's going to drastically change anyone who's watching the game or commenting the game's point of view.
And nobody has to say anything to him that they don't want to. They don't even have to say what you just said. They can give him the Belichick treatment. And will Tom Brady appreciate it? No. And by the way, it's not like Tom Brady's sitting around doing one-on-one meetings with the teams. He's a part of a Zoom call. Okay, he's sitting around listening, and maybe he asks a question, hey, guys, how are you? And he goes, hey, yeah, it's Tom. Hey, Tom, how you doing? And, well, how's this guy? Oh, yeah, well, he was hurt last week. And that, well, we know he was hurt last week. Okay, so much to do about nothing. I would appreciate it a little bit more. Forget your stupid little newsletter, Tom Brady. I don't know how many people subscribe to it. I'm sure he has hustled his way into a nice base. But next time, just do it Ether style. Shout outs to Nas. Record yourself looking in the camera and just call these people out. I think that'd be a little bit more fun. And Tom Brady's not cheating. He already did that with Deflategate. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, and we're going to get into more angry quarterbacks. Drew Brees is not happy with the Eagles. Like, man, just sit your behind down. Anyway, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk some baseball with Kyle Glaser. Yeah, we got these races heating up. People are trying to get their playoff positions. We'll have that conversation with Kyle Glaser on the other side of the break. You're listening, you're locked in to the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply.
Botox Cosmetic, out of botulinum toxin A, FDA approved for over 20 years. So, talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you.
For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, visit BotoxCosmetic.com or call 877-351-0300.
Remember to ask for Botox Cosmetic by name. To see for yourself and learn more, visit BotoxCosmetic.com. That's BotoxCosmetic.com.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I can't believe it, but the Major League Baseball season will be done. The regular season will be finished on Sunday. We got some teams that have bounced back into playoff contention. We got a team that has, you know, just blown a massive lead in the Tigers. We got teams that are clinching. We got an MVP race. Man, we even got a team like the Braves. They can't go to the postseason. They got on a 10-game winning streak. But let's talk about some teams that we may see playing over the next few weeks. Joining us right now is someone who covers all things Major League Baseball as a host and analyst on the Foul Territory TV Network. Joining us once again is Kyle Glaser. Kyle, how are you?
Doing all right. I can't believe the season's almost over, but at the same time, this is the most exciting time of the year.
It is. It's nuts. Well, let's get this out the way. I don't know how exciting it is if you're a fan of the Tigers. I mean, they let the Guardians pretty much jump them, get ahead of them, especially with that tiebreaker. What happened? It's like these two teams are just kind of passing each other night. How did this happen? 10-plus games?
Not only that, at one point it was a 15-game lead for the Tigers earlier this summer. The short version is the Tigers' pitching completely collapsed. Up through about August 23rd, which is when their slide really accelerated, the Tigers had a 3.75 ERA. Of course, they had Tarek Skubal, one of the best pitchers in the majors, but they were getting contributions from a lot of other guys in the rotation and the bullpen. And over the final month, they have just completely fallen apart. They have a team ERA well over 5, and that is what has led to so many losses, because their offense is fine, but really it was this pitching staff that was leading them. At the same time, the Guardians pitching staff got hot, and at the end of the day, the team with the better pitching staff is one that's probably going to win, and that's what's been ultimately hurting the Tigers and helping the Guardians.
Yeah, listen, we had every now and then, we had some fans from Detroit who would call up, and let's just say they talked a lot of stuff. I haven't heard anything recently. Is this kind of one of the worst collapses that we've seen in recent memory?
Statistically, it is. I mean, this is bigger than what we saw in 2011 from the Red Sox and the Braves. This is bigger than what we saw, 1995, Angels and Mariners. This is statistically, the biggest collapse we've seen, even going back to the Miracle Braves of 1914. No team has ever blown a 15-plus game lead at any point in the season. If the Tigers blow this, they'll be the first in Major League history to ever blow a lead this large. So this could be the biggest blown lead in Major League history.
Kyle Glazer is here with us, MLB Foul Territory TV Network. When you think about a team that, well, they got things clinched yesterday, did it on a walk-off, it's the Yankees. I mean, I had a lot of phone calls today, and the first thing that people said to me was, oh, how about them Yankees last night, JR? And I'm like, I don't like them. I don't trust them. I mean, things are different in baseball. What are your thoughts on what the Yankees have done, and do you think that they'll jump in front of the Jays?
It's going to be close. I do think the Jays will ultimately win the division. You know, the Yankees have talent. Their issue is they have consistently played low-quality baseball. A lot of errors, a lot of mental mistakes, a lot of base-running blunders. They cleaned it up enough recently, and with that, we're starting to see them have some more success. At the same time, this has been this team's identity for 5 years now, that in big moments, their defense is probably going to fall apart. That was laid bare for everyone to see in the 2024 World Series last year. So I think ultimately at the end of the day, it's just going to come down to, can they keep playing clean baseball? If the answer is yes, they can advance pretty far, but we have not seen them be able to consistently do it over a long period of time, really at any point in the last 5 years. So that's where some of the skepticism comes in.
Well, Kyle, you talk about the team that beat them in the World Series last year, beat them handily. That happens to be the Dodgers. I know Yankee fans don't even want to hear the name of Freddie Freeman, but when you look at the Dodgers, they got names in the starting rotation, but they're trying to figure out that bullpen. Is it enough to kind of slide some of those starters over? Is it too far gone? Is that the biggest issue for them right now?
It is. Figuring out who's going to come in relief for them is the biggest question mark facing the Dodgers. The Dodgers have 6 really good starting pitchers right now. Shohei Ohtani, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, Blake Snell, Tyler Glasnow, Clayton Kershaw, and Emmett Sheehan. And they only have 3 healthy, effective relievers. They're going to have to figure out which of their starters will be able to make the transition to relief, how often they're going to be able to use them. The Dodgers are going to have to get really, really creative, because all of Tanner Scott, Kirby Yates, and Blake Treinen, the veterans that you expected to take down the end of games, they are scuffling badly right now with no end in sight.
Do you really think that knowing that he's coming off this surgery again, are we going to see Shohei in relief? Are we really going to see that?
That would not be the best course of action. Realistically, what makes sense is for him to start, and that way he can stay on his regular routine. This is not a guy you want to have, coming in to pitch an inning relief, and then he's not going to be available 2 days later for another relief inning. He needs to be on a very regimented routine. He's going to start throughout the postseason, and then if it comes down to, a critical game to clinch a series, game 5 or game 7, maybe they would turn to him in relief. But I firmly expect him to be a starter, and a starter primarily.
Kyle Glazer is here with us from Foul Territory TV Network. This team is not glitz. It's not glamour. They don't get a lot of the attention. They got more wins than anybody. That happens to be the Milwaukee Brewers. We get it. Small market. I know their fans are probably just like, nobody talks about us. Why do you think that's the case? And how realistic is it that at the end of the season that they're hosting the Commissioner's Trophy?
I wouldn't sleep on the Brewers. You know, just because people might not know a lot of these guys doesn't mean they aren't really, really good. The Brewers have a really good lineup, you know, 1 through 7, the top 7, and they have a really, really good pitching staff behind them. It's a lot of young guys, but Freddie Peralta is a bona fide ace. Quinn Priester has been really good. I mean, they have a lot of really high octane arms they can throw at you, both in the rotation and the bullpen. This is one of the more complete teams in baseball. They have talent. They play fast, aggressive, smart, clean baseball. I wouldn't sleep on the Brewers at all. This is a very good team, and if they keep executing the way they have all year, they definitely have the depth to overcome some other teams who have some more high-profile names for sure.
When you think about, well, we know they're firmly entrenched. When you think about the National League wild card picture, it's basically down to the New York Mets, Arizona. I think Cincinnati has a little bit of an outside chance. How do you think that's going to kind of fall out with that final wild card spot?
It's anyone's guess right now. I mean, the Mets have been spiraling. You know, they picked up a big win against the Cubs last night, down 6-1, coming back to win. And the Diamondbacks are playing really, really good baseball, too. They've won 8 of their last 11. I would expect it to be one of the Mets, the Diamondbacks, but honestly, this is going to be so close. I expect it to come down to the final day, and just whichever team gets that one more big hit or that one more big out in a crucial moment, this is going to be a nail-biter.
Well, Kyle, we know that Steve Cohen, one of the richest human beings on earth, especially in professional sports here in the States, he made it very clear when he bought the Mets from the Wilpons. He's like, hey, I want to see a World Series championship in about 3 to 5 years. Well, we're just about hitting that mark. He's going through different iterations of the team in the short time that he's been owner. What could we expect differently, if anything, as we roll into this offseason if they don't have success?
Look, I mean, Steve Cohen is going to pay for whoever he wants and is going to make a compelling pitch to whatever free agent, you know, strikes his fancy. This is a Mets team that needs to get better starting pitching and healthier starting pitching, whether they choose to pursue that in free agency, whether they look at some creative trades. It's something they're going to need to have if they want to become a championship level team, which, just to be frank, they have not been throughout Steve Cohen's ownership tenure so far. I mean, they're not one or two stars away. They really need to revamp this rotation and not only get it with better guys, but again, healthy guys. A lot of their starting pitchers are very, very injury prone, have a history of injuries. That's just not a formula for success long term.
Well, Kyle, we've talked a lot about the National League. Outside of the American League with Yankees, what are your thoughts on some of these teams that are sitting at the top that historically haven't been there? The Mariners are on a winning streak right now. Kyle Raleigh looks like he might win MVP. We got Toronto there as well. What are your thoughts on how things are shaping up outside of the Yankees in the AL? They got a couple of wild card spots that are still available.
The Mariners are the scariest team in the American League. That's the team no one wants to face. You talk about Cal Raleigh, Julio Rodriguez, who got off to another slow start, has been on fire in the second half. George Kirby and Logan Gilbert, two stud aces, got off to slow starts. They've rounded into form. We'll see if Brian Wu comes back. They have Luis Castillo. They have a ridiculous bullpen. The Mariners are the most complete team top to bottom in the American League. When you look at 1-9 in their lineup, you look at their starting rotation, look at their bullpen. That's the team no one wants to face. And frankly, they're the favorites in the AL right now. It's not the Yankees. And frankly, I think there's a bit of a gap between the Mariners and the Yankees talent-wise.
When you think about the Boston Red Sox, the disaster in the offseason and the injuries and moving Devers, it hasn't been the best start, but here they are still with an opportunity to get into the postseason. How did they end up in a spot after all the controversy?
A lot of credit has to go to Alex Bregman. I mean, this is a leader who kept this team afloat in the clubhouse. He really was just a huge, huge part of making sure they didn't lose focus after all the drama with Rafael Devers. And look, you have to give credit to a lot of other guys who have stepped up. Jaron Duran, you know, hasn't been as good as last year. He's still been really good. Willie Abreu has been great. Trevor Story's had a nice bounce back. You know, and the pitching. Garrett Crochet was arguably the most impactful offseason trade addition last year. He has pitched like a true ace, and you know, Lucas Giolito and Brian Bello are two guys that when they're right are really effective, and Aroldis Chapman has found the fountain of youth. So look, there's a good bullpen here. There are enough weapons in the starting lineup that can hurt you. You know, the rotation's only three deep as opposed to five deep, but there's no question this team has talent, and you know, a couple guys getting bounce back performances combined with the addition of Alex Bregman, good things happen.
Look, we know that here we are at the end of the season on Sunday. We're going to blink. It'll be the end of October, and then we're going to find out who a champ is early November. What are your thoughts on who we may see represent the AL and the NL?
My pick has been for a while the Phillies to win the World Series. In terms of who comes out of the American League, depending on the day, I go back and forth between the Blue Jays and the Mariners. The Blue Jays, with the injury to Bo Bichette and you know some of the uncertainty with their starting pitching, Max Scherzer has tailed off a little bit. Jose Berrios is going to move to the bullpen. I think the Mariners right now would be the team I would pick to make it out of the American League.
With Major League Baseball now 12 teams in the postseason, injuries can play a big factor. You can look at the Braves as an example of that. Is there a team that is not making the postseason that you think will be better situated next year without a major roster overhaul?
Yeah, I do look at the Cincinnati Reds. This is a team that has a lot of really, really, really talented young players, both position players and pitchers. I think with another year of experience, this is a team that has a chance to really take off next season. Now, ownership needs to make some additions in free agency, and we'll see if they're willing to do that. But in terms of young cores, Terry Francona is a manager. I think the Reds are going to be in good shape to do some real damage next season, even if they can't sneak into the final wild card spot this year.
Hey, well, Kyle, we appreciate you coming through and sharing your expertise. Tell everybody where they can follow you online and watch you, all of the good things.
Yeah, absolutely. You can find my work on MLB.com, my written work. You can find me on Foul Territory. Check it out. And then find me on Twitter, at Kyle A. Glazer. I always enjoy talking ball with everyone. So, lots of places to find me.
Hey, we appreciate you for taking the time, Kyle. We'll catch you down the line, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you so much. Shout outs to Kyle Glazer for joining us from the Foul Territory TV network. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. And over the next month, we got a bunch of Major League Baseball players who will be looking to leave their mark and build their legacies. When we come back on the other side of the break, I want to talk some legacy. We got some new Hall of Fame nominees for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And then we got a guy. Yeah, he's a legend. His name is Drew Brees. He's not happy with something going on in the game today. I'm going to fill you in on what that is on the other side of the break. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. And right now, it's time for a news flash with Rich Ackerman.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Ever ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Botox Cosmetic, out of botulinum toxin A, FDA approved for over 20 years. So, talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you.
For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, visit BotoxCosmetic.com or call 877-351-0300.
Remember to ask for Botox Cosmetic by name. To see for yourself and learn more, visit BotoxCosmetic.com. That's BotoxCosmetic.com.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Well, I appreciate you. Whether you agree, you disagree, you don't like what I say, it doesn't matter to me. I'm just happy that you're here, okay? It is the JR Sport Brief Show coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to Kyle Glazer from the Foul Territory TV Network for joining us in the last break. We took some time to talk about Major League Baseball. I can't believe the season is done. The season is over on Sunday already. Already the season is done. You can't make this up. Major League Baseball spans spring, summer, and the fall. And it all happens so quick. Wild stuff. Anyway, when we get to the top of the hour, I'll tell you about some wild stuff. It's Wednesday. It's going to be time for a new top six list. We're going to take a look at some of the craziest coaches in sports today. All right, these are head coaches who are just, they say crazy things. They do wild things. They're an adventure, okay? Just think Bobby Knight, light. Or think about the guy who inspired the top six list in Mike Gundy. Yeah, he's no longer, he no longer has a job. I'll give you that top six list at the top of the hour. Top six crazy coaches in sports. Now, before we get there, speaking of, you know, being critical, criticizing, let's get to the positive first. Congratulations, maybe too soon, to all 128 modern era nominees announced today for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. You heard me, 128 modern day nominees. Now, let's be real. You can nominate anybody. They don't mean that they're getting in. The list will be narrowed down to 50 semifinalists next month, which is October. Now, these are some of the first year eligible nominees. And these are guys who, let's listen. You got Larry Fitzgerald. We know Larry Fitzgerald's going into the Hall of Fame. I don't think Larry Fitzgerald ever formally retired, but hey, who needs it? Frank Gore, third leading rusher in NFL history. Frank Gore is going to go in just because of longevity. You got Marshawn Lynch. Is Marshawn getting in? I don't know about that, okay? We have Marquise Pouncey, who's a former center for the Steelers. We got Phillip Rivers. I have long said and established that I do not believe Phillip Rivers is a Hall of Famer. We got Jason Witten. I think eventually Jason Witten will get in. And we got some other guys. They ain't getting in the Hall of Fame, okay? Dez Bryant, he's not going into the Hall of Fame. Julian Edelman, he's not going into the Hall of Fame. Who nominated Todd Gurley? Who did that? He's not going in the Hall. LeSean McCoy, great career for the Eagles. He's not going into the Hall of Fame. Like, stop it. And then we got Drew Brees. We know Drew Brees is getting into the Hall of Fame. Hotel probably already booked. 5 years from now, he got his whole family all set up. We know Drew Brees is going in to the Hall. Okay, he's all set next year. He's like, man, I got this. There ain't no sweat going on. And so Drew Brees has been on a little bit of a media tour today, telling everybody about being nominated and whatnot. And of course, he was asked about the current NFL. And unfortunately, Drew Brees took an opportunity to talk about the Eagles and not just, you know, positively say how they're the champs and they're great. Drew Brees had a different thought. He was on ESPN. He was on First Take. Drew Brees was asked about the Eagles and their offense, and let's just say he's not all that enamored with it.
Hey, I respect Philly. They are winning games. They're finding a way to win games. I can't stand to watch that offense. It's the most boring offense.
Ooh. Drew Brees is trying to get back on television, right? I mean, he was on NBC, and maybe they found him to be too boring because he don't have a job right now, as far as I know. Not that he needs one. I got to give him credit for being honest. But the point is to win, right? And he's entitled to his opinion. The Eagles are playing throwback football. I had this conversation with a good friend of mine who used to play for the Eagles a couple days ago. Look, they're punching people in the mouth. They're winning games. This is not Air Coryell. This is not the greatest show on turf. This is not, you know, Dan Marino throwing to the marks. This is not that. They're punching you in the face. The Steelers are a throwback. How many NFL teams just today In 2025, where they've completely changed the rules, you can't hit anybody, can't punch anybody, can't be aggressive, you can't do this, you can't do anything. They've adjusted the game over the past 25 years to skew towards offense. And to borrow a phrase from Major League Baseball, their marketing in the late 90s, chicks dig the long ball. I don't think that marketing campaign would work in 2025. I think people get slapped in the face and sued even saying that. But the whole idea is people are watching sports for offense. Nobody wants to sit down and see no defensive slugfest and a 6-3 game. That's done. People want to see scoring. They want fantasy. They want to be a part of the action. They want touchdowns. Come on. Now, are the Eagles giving you that? Are they sexy? No. Man, we got fans in Philly on WIP, a local station in Philly, who are complaining all day long about our offense. It stinks. And how are we going to win? And how are we going to go back to back? Our quarterback stinks. We got Cam Newton saying, oh, Jalen Hurts is not even a top 10 QB. They're winning. They just won the championship. I mean, we got to find something to complain about. And so I credit Drew Brees for being honest and saying they're boring. I don't want to watch. I enjoy watching that. I like watching power football. I like watching them do something that no other team is doing. I like watching the Eagles run the tush push. And you mean to tell me if your team played the style that the Philadelphia Eagles do, and if they were out there winning, would you be complaining? Probably not, right? Or maybe you would. We got a bunch of Eagles fans who are still complaining about what this team does and what they don't do and what they're not capable of. I'm like, give it a break. Stop it. They're winning. Well, who's another power football team? I can't even say. The Ravens they're a rushing team. You got Derrick Henry. He's obviously a bruising back. Nobody wants to hit that guy. Lamar Jackson's not Cam Newton. He ain't running anybody over, but they're a rushing team. Botcher, is there another team that's like a true smash mouth, punch you in the face? The Eagles are bigger than everybody. They're stronger at the line. Like, they're a power team.
When you think about it, I think that's what the Chargers want to be, but they also have the luxury of having Justin Herbert, who can throw the ball however far he wants to. So I think they've tended to go to a balanced offense, but you have the budget version maybe in the Jets because they can't pass the football and all they can do is run.
Not even.
But it's just nobody can recreate what the Eagles do because you have arguably the best offensive line, the best running back, and the best rushing quarterback by power, at least, in the NFL.
Yeah, there's no comparison. Jalen Hurts looks like a superhero. That dude is jacked to the gills. Saquon Barkley, this guy's legs look like fire hydrants. He's a freak. The Eagles have the biggest offensive line in the entire NFL. It helped them win a Super Bowl last year. And then you even got a guy like Mekhi Becton, ironically, Bacha, you mentioned the Chargers. He's now on the Chargers, and they still have a gigantic offensive line. They have a wide receiver. Okay, one of them is slight in Devontae Smith. You got to have some balance there, right? But you got A.J. Brown. He is one of the bully. He's probably the best bully wide receiver that we have in the NFL right now. The Eagles are built to punch you in the mouth. I didn't even get into the defense. I'm just talking about the offense. That's what Drew Brees said. We got a guy on Jalen Carter who's spitting in people's faces before the games. That's not admirable. That's pretty sick. But that guy's a bruiser himself. And so, I don't know. I like power football. I like diversity. I want things to be different. I don't want all the teams to be the same. Ironically, the team that's different, that's bruising, that's boring to watch, they're the champs. Drew Brees was asked if these Eagles can win the Super Bowl again. Listen to what he said.
Can Boren win the Super Bowl championship? Can Boren repeat?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
All right. So
that's the toughest division in football, too. Let's see how it plays out.
Really? Is it?
Hey, look, if CeeDee Lamb could catch a post route in week one, then the Cowboys have them beat.
Wow. I mean, well, look, the Cowboys can't stop anybody. The Commanders are hoping that Jaden Daniels comes back. And how competitive are the New York Giants going to be? with Jackson Dart taking over. I don't know what Drew Brees. Maybe somebody gave Drew Brees some spoiled, I don't know, coffee or something this morning. I'll give him credit for being honest. He said that these Eagles, for him, they're boring. He doesn't want to watch the offense. But he says that boring can still go out there and win a championship. Good for them. It's worked out for them. Don't fix it. Well, Boccia, how's it go? Don't fix it if it ain't broke, right?
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And thank you so much, Boccia. Yeah, the Eagles. Don't fix it. Go back and punch people in the mouth some more, okay? Win another Super Bowl. I'll appreciate it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back on the other side of the break, it's Wednesday. You know what that means? It's time for a new top six list. I do it every Wednesday. And today, I'm going to give you a list of the six craziest coaches in sports today. Thank you so much for the inspiration, Mike Gundy. I'm going to give you six crazy coaches on the other side. They say wild things, they do wild things, and some of them are successful, some of them not. New top six list on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. TNCs apply.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.